listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you. But now you're like the rest, unworthy of my best. Hasta la vista, baby.
Jody Watley here on Trail Mix, looking for a new love. What a perfect place to look, too, for Jody. WPFP 103.1, following up the Cranberries with Dreams. Gray here with you for the morning show until 10 a.m. Coming up soon, we'll talk about the NFL possibly breaking a 32-year-old record this year, depending on how the next month or so shakes out. It's a record with a really cool history. We'll talk about that history. We'll talk about the record after a couple more songs from the 80s and 90s. And now, Kylie Minogue is up next. Can't Get You Out of My Head. And thank you for being there. You're here on Trail Mix.
Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
I'm not afraid to Break up.
Donna Lewis here on Trail Mix 103.1. I love you always, forever. And indeed I do. Thank you for tuning into Trail Mix, starting your day the right way. Matthew Wilder first with Break My Stride, and both of them actually following Kylie Minogue. We'll have a look at the weather coming up, but first wanted to share a fun little stat for you that I saw posted yesterday by none other than the NFL insider himself, Adam Schefter. So far, as Shefty pointed out, there have been no trades involving first-round picks in this year's upcoming NFL draft. It's in Green Bay starting April 24th, if you were wondering. This is the closest that we've been to draft day without such a trade since 1993. Woo, right? I can picture the party poppers going off. What an incredible stat. But that was actually an interesting year, that 1993 trade. It happened 5 days before draft day back in 1993, the Chiefs traded their pick, their first round pick, of course, to the 49ers. And some of you who were avid football watchers at the time immediately know the Chiefs trading a pick to the Niners in 1993. It was a high value pick. You betcha it was for Joe Montana, the comeback kid. He only played 2 seasons in Kansas City, then retired for good. But he brought them to the playoffs both years, including an AFC Championship game appearance in 1993. Is that worth a first-round pick? Nowadays, he'd still go for that, absolutely. But would you say that 2 seasons, even getting that close, is worth it? In hindsight, it's tough to say it's worth it, but was it the right call at the time? Knowing it didn't shake out doesn't mean it was a bad call at the time. I'd say I'm for it. They took a gamble. They lost the gamble, but they probably got a lot closer than they would have been without Joe Montana. Cool little stat from 1993. Let's get a look at the weather after the outdoor news here on your local Civic Media station, then back to the 80s, 90s, and now. I'll check in with you again here on Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Rob Jerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. For the first time since 2017, the observation tower at a certain Door County State Park will be open for public use this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources expects the Pottawatomie State Park Observation Tower to be open by mid to late April. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that the observation tower at Pottawatomie State Park will open for regular use by the public this spring as weather conditions allow. The tower was closed in December 2017 after engineers found significant wood decay and unsafe conditions. The tower has since remained closed. Governor Tony Evers initiated the restoration of the tower by approving an emergency stabilization project and approved funds in the last biennium to complete the restoration. The tower will officially reopen when snow and ice conditions have sufficiently cleared to allow for safe public access. Minor safe work is being completed around the tower, and that work is expected to end prior to the tower's reopening, likely in mid to late April. That's historically when the tower has opened each season. Direct any questions about the tower's reopening to dnrpress@wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Tonight. okay. But you're motoring.
Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Cheese. Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Blondie, Heart of Glass. You're listening to Trail Mix, WPFP 103.1 out of Park Falls. Thank you so much for doing so. We're talking the NFL this hour. I had a fun one to share with you. Former Packer Eric Stokes. Thank goodness I could say that. Former Packer Eric Stokes. I dreamed of saying that one day. Not to knock the guy, but he wasn't coming to fruition. So good luck to him. I do wish him the best. First round pick for the Packers. You always want to believe, so it stings a little bit when it doesn't work. Anyway, now in Vegas with the Raiders, he had me laughing the other day with some comments he made about the city of Green Bay specifically, and it actually reminded me why I love the Packers. So I kind of wanted to share it with you. So Stokes mentioned that he was excited, especially to be in Vegas, because there's nowhere to eat in Green Bay after 10 o'clock. I even went online and looked at some of the comments on this. People were saying, yeah, I don't want him to be right, but he kind of is, especially after COVID. People were saying they were in Green Bay pre-COVID, and even back then, there wasn't much of a market for being open past 10 if all you were doing was food. Bars, on the other hand, a little bit different. Stokes did clarify that he loves the city of Green Bay, of course, but this kind of got me thinking about how unique Green Bay is within the NFL. Look at even just our division, the NFC North. US Bank Stadium, dead center in the heart of Minneapolis. And the Lions and the Bears, they're not the Michigan Lions or the Illinois Bears, are they? They're literally city teams. What's my point here? The Green Bay Packers are the small town team of the NFL. Period. Full stop. In fact, I checked, based on 2020 census data, Green Bay has the smallest metro area amongst cities with an NFL team by a mile. 0.3 million people. Remember that number. 0.3 million people. Why are we even measuring in millions when we're just hitting 0.3? Because the next smallest city with an NFL team is New Orleans with a million. If you ask me, Dallas stole the title America's team. Not even. The Green Bay Packers are the small town team. That is part of why I love them. I bet it's part of why you love them too. But hey, I admit, I don't hate our division rivals. I just love beating them so much. Check of the weather coming up next here on Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 45. Four this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This ain't a song for the broken-hearted.
My life is now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. trick, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing with myself. Dancing with myself.
Here I am. listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Like a rain glove, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.